And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, saying nothing is not biblical. Saying nothing is not biblical. Plus, we examine the entrance of the divine. Eder DeMello is joining us. He's going to be in the house to talk about God's space. I love that. And if time permits, we're going to talk about whiny babies.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic, by the way, is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and that's all I have to say about that. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Buckle up, little campers. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs. ThinkSam.com. That's ThinkSam.com. God bless.
Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. Hello, this is Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council in Washington. Whether it is Christian bakers, photographers, police officers, fire chief, chaplains, or parents simply trying to teach their children biblical values and principles, the opposition to our living our lives according to our Christian faith is growing. While many of the challenges to our religious freedom are real, most are simply threats designed to frighten us into silence or to cause us to shrink back into the shadows rather than standing firm together for the gospel. If we choose to stand arm in arm as followers of Jesus Christ for the purpose of the redemptive work we're called to, we will have no reason to fear opposition as we send them to flight. It's time for Christians to stand together. For more, go to TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. For your
love. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. Man, the weather's nice, isn't it? All right, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's a great way to do it. A lot of people also do the Facebook where they do a private message. Not a problem. I mean, that's okay. We can keep it private. However you that want that to function, we just want to make sure that people know that they have access. If you want to share a praise report, if you want to have a prayer request, we're good for that. We like stuff like that. All right? Eater already in the studio, just hanging. He's going to hang out for a little while. We're going to talk at bottom of the hour. He's going to just sit around for a little while, and people are like going, what? And just relax. You'll have a good time. I'm having a good time. You'll have a good time. We'll all have a good time. And if we're lucky, at 3:56 or sooner, you'll hear a trumpet and it won't matter. There you go. All right. All right. Let's get into our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Very, very challenging one. The title of this is Saying Nothing is Not Biblically Acceptable. Uh-oh. What do you mean? Dave, I like being quiet. I understand. Saying nothing is not biblically acceptable, or saying nothing is not biblical acceptance. Ooh, let's talk about this. So what you have is philosophies that run throughout the world, not just here in America, in Russia, and in Canada, every other country. And they have this attitude, let's all, this is a Rodney King thing, let's all just get along. Let's just coexist. You know what? Everybody is a child of God. Everybody is a child. It's all about peace, man. It's all about love, dude. Dude, flower power. That's what I'm saying, flower power. Does that sound somewhat familiar to some people, that whole process? Like you're thinking during the 60s, during the drug culture? Let me just help you out. Way before the drug culture, 1,500 years before the drug culture, 1,500 years before that 1,500 years, and 1,500 years before that 1,500 years, that philosophy was rock and rolling in people's minds. It's like, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, Satan is no dummy. And when people get offended because Christians respond, it should be helpful for us to know John 5:17, where it says, but Jesus responded to them. Wow, wait. Five words. But Jesus responded to them. Over 30 times in the gospel, it says, but Jesus responded to them. That means on multiple occasions, not one or two, hey, Dave, even five, 10, Dave, 20, 30 plus, but I'm just going with the 30 times, but, which means on the other hand, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, responded to them. He wasn't silent on the issue that was being discussed. Jesus did not get along, to go along, for everybody to be along. He did not coexist with several groups of people. In fact, to one group in John chapter 8, he said, you're of your father, the devil. It's like, wow, that is not really defining everybody as a child of God, is it? It's not about everything that everybody's trying to make it. I know they want to make it about culture. I get it. But it's all about where people are spending eternity. And true love is saying something. If you're a parent and you have a child and you have a hot stove and you don't warn that child about that stove, you are not the most active and involved parent then, are you? I mean, you're just like, oh, whatever. Whatever, man. Just get along to go along. Get along with the appliances, man. Come on. You guys can get along. I mean, it's an oven. Don't worry about it, dude. I mean, it's like that. That's the attitude you'd have with your kid? No. That's the attitude we should have with one another? No. Here's the reality. True love is warning people of a possible impending disaster, even if that warning is not popular or loved or appreciated by society Real love is going, dude, it doesn't matter if CNN thinks it's fantastic. It doesn't matter what the New York Times thinks, because when Jesus splits the sky wide open, you're going to be using, you're going to need suntan lotion that goes way beyond what you can get a script for. It's like, you got to tell them. And you can't be living for the praises of others, because as soon as you do that, it's over. Soon as you live for the praises of others, it's over. That at that moment, man became your God. Because if you're thinking, this person, they got to like me. No, they don't. It doesn't have to work that way. First and foremost, let's get some things straight. Jesus wasn't quiet like a church mouse. That's number one. Number two, a church mouse isn't quiet like a church mouse, because a church mouse makes noise. Otherwise, you wouldn't know there's a mouse in the church. These things just drive me crazy. Number three, Proverbs 28:1 says the righteous are as bold as a lion, not as clucky as a chicken. It's like, come on. And people are like, no, if you're a Christian, you should be a pacifist. And I just look at the temple where Jesus cleared out the temple and think, very pacifisty, wasn't it? As he's taking a whip, driving the animals out, flipping tables and going, get out of here. You've made the house of God a den of thieves. That's very pacifistic, isn't it? Oh, wait, I guess not. Here's the key component in this, though. This is not a call for violence. Oh, you're trying to say people should be violent in their exchanges. Absolutely, positively not. No way, because that is nothing with what we are about. Here's what we are about. We war with truth. We don't war with carnal weapons. We don't war by jumping up and down on cars. We don't war by blocking traffic. We don't war by pulling people out of cars and beating them up. We don't war by demolishing buildings because we're so upset, or by breaking into our neighbor's business and robbing things because we feel that that's our right. That's not what Christians do. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 say this: for though we live in the body, we do not wage war in an unspiritual way, since the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but are powerful through God for the demolishing of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every high-minded thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God. Oh, wait, this is different. Yes, this is substantially different. And when you have other religions, false religions, by the way, who sit there and say, believe our way or we'll stab you in the eye. That is no religion. That is no faith. That is stupidity at the highest level. Our issue is not the best arguer wins. Our issue is the truth wins. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter even if you can ever speak well. In fact, that's the best part about being a Christian, is you never have to speak well, because the gospel is the power of God, not the way you speak it. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel is the power. It does help if we open our mouths. But it is the power. Our job is to share, is to speak truth, is to respond appropriately. Again, this doesn't give Christians the right to be idiots or jerks. It doesn't give you that right. But it does give us the right to respond, because the Lord has put the truth in our lives, and the only way to defeat the lies is by speaking the truth. And that's the warfare we're in. Whether it's cultural or quasi-religious or even to some degree political. Keep in mind, God is not left or right. He's top center, because he rules the universe. He's not looking to affiliate with a party. He is the party. And we need to get into his clothing to get into his party. That's why they gave them clothing in the parable for the wedding parable. Just, you'll figure that out. Here's the bottom line. It's the truth, and you and I are stewards of that truth. So therefore, we need to be like Jesus with five words. But Jesus responded to them. Okay. That's what we need to do. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
John MacArthur here with more Portraits of Grace. You know, each of us have a natural tendency to talk about ourselves. Maybe what we've accomplished, how much money we've made, how much praise we deserve. But just listen to the humble words of Hannah in the Bible. Boast no more so very proudly. Do not let arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and with him actions are weighed. Proverbs says, let another praise you and not your own mouth. In other words, refuse to brag. What a concept. Let me encourage you to commit yourself to talking less about yourself and listening more. That's going to make you a better spouse, a better friend, a better employee, a better parent. This is John MacArthur. Let me remind you that putting others before yourself and the needs of others ahead of yours helps you become a better portrait of grace.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. In order to minimize the scope of the conservative victory in the recent elections, liberal commentators treat Donald Trump's achievement as an isolated fluke. But this misleading account ignores Republican triumphs at every other level. For the Senate, where the GOP won 21 races and the Democrats just 12. For governorships, where Republicans now control 34 states to the Democrats 15. And in the House, where the Republicans won at least 241 seats to the Democrats 194. These are crushing margins, and the GOP has now won the House of Representatives 4 times in a row and 10 times of the last 12. The conservative trend over the last 25 years is so obvious that only blindly biased observers could continue to ignore it. I'm Michael Medved.
Protect your wealth with gold and silver from Roslyn Capital. Call 800-299-8200. 800-299-8200.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Breaking up is hard to Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget about hisappointment.com. That was part of the material that I read and talked about for the Straight Talk in the last hour, having to do with there is a time where you can sit and absorb and absorb and absorb and just be, you can become a sponge, and that's great. But if you never utilize the sponge, there's less purpose to it. So if the Lord has moved upon your life and he's poured things into your life, he hasn't done that for nothing. There's a reason behind that. And you want to be able to get up off your blessed assurance and make sure that you're a part of the community of God and of the kingdom of God. I'm not telling you how to do that, but I am telling you that you have to present yourself to the Lord to do that. And that's the challenge in and of itself. So really encourage you, if you want to get more information, more input on that, you go to hisappointment.com. Hisappointment.com. I'm rereading my own book. How many times can I read my own book? But now that I'm in the master's class and going through this accelerated English element, I'm like, well, I shouldn't have said that sentence. I shouldn't have said that sentence. It's like now I'm like critiquing my own work after I did 1,200 corrections. Does this stuff ever end? I should just write a book called The. Then at least there's only one correction to make, right? Okay, that was my theory. I do want people to check out KPRZ.com. Don't forget CrazyPriceMall.com, where you can get 50% off on products and services. I mean, if you're a person that likes barbecue and you haven't gone to CrazyPriceMall.com, that makes no sense. Abby's Barbecue's got a smoking deal, and if you like barbecue, it's like, well, why wouldn't you get 50% off? Listen, in my family, you buy wholesale, you sell retail. That's how that goes. A couple things that I do want to remind you about, get into our DDD. Don't forget to pray for the Christian community. That's one of the things the Lord has been laying on my heart, is for everybody to pray for everybody, and not by naming every single person that lives in San Diego. Or that's going to take you a long time, man. Wow. But Paul made a claim in Scripture, pointed out in Scripture, that he would mention people in his prayers, which to me, mentioning somebody in prayer does not then require for you to, have a ceremony and, dance and then, maybe, have a, flag twirling. You know, you can mention somebody. So every morning I've been doing this really simple thing, and it's just super easy. It takes me about 5 seconds. I just say, Lord, encourage the believers and teach humility to the leaders. That covers everybody. It's like, okay, that took 5 seconds. But I mean it, because I do want people to get encouraged. And I am not unaware that when you encourage others, and that the Lord refreshes you as well. So that's important. Let's get into entering or examining the entrance of the divine. This is going to be a little more challenging. Do we have a sound? We don't have a sound for this, do we? We don't have any more sounds except for that we're down in sounds. So Tugboat Todd, you just kind of hanging out? Just kind of like sitting there?
Just learning.
Okay. You going to tugboat for me? I want to hear it. Here we go.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's my job. I'm here to create.
Do it again. I want to hear it again. Wait.
Okay. Doesn't really sound like a tugboat. Sounds like a real, friend.
That's from YouTube. That's a real tugboat out in the ocean.
Wow. It should probably go toot toot, though. There you go. I like that much better. Loop it. That's much better. All right. Enter the divine. John chapter 5. You have to have some fun, folks. You know, a merry heart makes like medicine. John chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. Sir, the sick man answered, I don't have a man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, someone goes down ahead of me. Get up, Jesus told him. Pick up your bedroll and walk. Instantly, the man got well, picked up his bedroll, and started to walk. Wow. Let me explain to you the situation, because I want you to know the background before we talk about this. 38 years this man was in affliction. Now, if you're 80-ish, okay, let's say you're 76, that would be half of your life. Half of your life if you're 76 years old. For 38 years, this man was in an affliction and was waiting for somebody to help him a very long time. When I was a young Christian, the Lord was extremely merciful in my life and delivered me from many things that were inappropriate instantly. But then I found there were some other things that the Lord decided to chip at piece by piece, and not instantly. I would have preferred some of those things to be instant, but the sanctification process didn't allow that. So what I learned was that sometimes the Lord goes, yes, right now, it's done, it's over. And sometimes the Lord goes, yes, not right now, it ain't done, and it ain't over. And those are both answers from the Lord. And perhaps the Lord sees fit for your issue to take more time. That means that you don't give up praying for it, even if it takes you 38 years. I've been praying for salvation for some of my family members since the day I became a Christian. Well, day after I became a Christian. Close enough. That's a long time. Shall I stop now, even though they're not saved? No. No way. Right? I mean, you got to think that through. Here's something that takes place, though, that's amazing. Jesus says, get up and pick up your bedroll and walk. I want to point that out simply for this reason. That is an extremely radical thing to do in the ministry of Jesus Christ at the time, in the community, in the city, at the temple. I mean, he tells them, get up. It's like, nobody had done that. You don't think you quite get it. It's like, what? Get what? Get up and walk. That's authority. That's power. That guy instantly got well. I just think it's fantastic that there are solutions that you and I might look at, and we look at the obvious routes, and we go, well, that's going to only happen this way or only happen this way, and we tend to forget that God in an instant can change the entire landscape as he sees fit. It was an instant for that man's life. For 38 years, it was one way, and in an instant, it changed. So now I want you to think about what you go through, and you think, man, it's really difficult to get to this place, or I don't know how I'm getting through this, or really hard, and recognize that sometimes the Lord brings it in an instant, and that that can change you forever. How about this? We talked about this, Tugboat Todd and I talked about this briefly. It only takes a moment to see a miracle from God. It's a moment. It's not even a twinkle of the eye, which is so fast. That's not a wink, that's twinkle. Even faster than that, God could just bring the miracle. Why? Here's the great part. Because he's God. And he can instantly change a life of oppression of 38 years. He can instantly change this situation that sees no hope of ever surviving or prevailing, because it only takes a moment for a miracle. And here, Jesus speaks to this man, get up, walk, and the man was instantly healed. Just think in these terms. That's all it takes. So you don't stop praying. You don't quit prevailing. You don't quit seeking the Lord. You don't quit bothering him. Because what if at that moment, even though you're tired, the Lord goes, healed, done, finished, over, changed, renewed, resurrected, altered. He speaks but one word and it happens. It doesn't matter if you understand the process prior, and quite frankly, it doesn't matter if you understand the process after. What matters is who you're dealing with. And he knows, but his timing is perfect. 38 years, and a moment later, and it was all different. Never forget, that's the God you serve. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Tune for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Have you ever really watched a mother? I mean, really watched her with her newborn baby? What a beautiful sight. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. It appears to be almost a holy moment. There's such tenderness in the scrutiny of that child, and such concentration as the mother, well, she seems to be memorizing each part of that baby's body. I imagine Mary was just like that with her baby Jesus. If he had dimples, she discovered them. She probably counted every finger and each toe, just like mothers today. It was a precious time between mother and son, the Son of God.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Kids really do say the funniest thing. A little girl named Amanda wrote a letter to God and said, "Dear God, please put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There is nothing good in there now." And Dennis wrote, "Dear God, my grandpa says you were around when he was a little boy. How far back do you go?" What children lack in theological expertise, they more than make up for with their innocence and exuberance. It's no wonder that Jesus said that everyone who comes to him must come with the heart of a child, innocent, open, and willing to believe. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's love for the childlike on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. As I have told you in the past and will tell you in the future, you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. If you do the Facebook-y thing, okay? I found out, by the way, today for the first time, when I have like a zillion Facebook pages. I don't even know why. But you know, got the book, and you got this, and I got the family, you got the show, and then you got like the director of ministry thing and all this other stuff. But I just found out today for the first time that if I do that, then it automatically goes to my Twitter. And so I've been going and putting it in Twitter after, so I've been doing double the work for nothing. You would just think somebody that was like me would think, let's do extra work for nothing just for the fun. Yay! It's like, okay, Dave, a little help there. A little therapy wouldn't be bad. All right, hanging out with me, Ader DeMello. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
Perfect.
Perfect. You guys are in for a treat. We're going to have some fun today. Talk a little bit about God's space and just talk about life itself. First of all, Ader, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Why don't you introduce yourself to the audience? Just kind of tell them a little bit of who you are, maybe briefly how we met, but remember, this goes fast, so you go after it.
Power of Hope, January, Tony Lee and Bobby, great conference. I got to help there, and then ran into you in the middle of all that amazing stuff going on. So God was already putting stuff into place, which he always does. And then the other fun part is I'm from Brazil. Nobody knows. I've been here since I was 5 years old. My superpower is Portuguese, and then I got another superpower, which is Spanish, and people are like, "Você fala português? Eu falo." They're like, "What?" You know, they just look at me like a big, big, giant white guy. It's like, man, it's okay to be that, you know, but that's Portuguese. And I love people. I love designing and helping people. And it's part of the passion he gave me for life.
What do you do? What's your live? What's your business itself?
Well, it's design, which can be everything. You know, these days I'm focusing on restoring artificial rock work, which is like, you know, what is that? That's just fake rocks, but big fake rocks. I got to do stuff with the zoo, Quill Botanical, but mostly it's people's homes. There's a lot of really bad work out there. So I get to help them put it back, which is like the Christian life, restoration and sanctification.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So there's always his relationship to that stuff, you know, so God's in it all the time, every day, because it's about the relationship to the people and what I'm doing in their lives at that moment.
Cool. All right. Talk to me about fellowship. Are you hanging out somewhere? Are you hanging out with any particular place?
Calvary Chapel, San Diego, which is Chula Vista. Uh-huh. And I've been there about 5 years. And then
Do you know Devin, by the way?
I don't know Devin.
The worship, I think, is the coordinates for the school and the worship. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Too many people. That's the thing. It's like,
it is.
It's like every church. And then I get to go visit Shadow Mountain. And I go to Calvary Chapel IB. And then I just, not church hopping, but there's so many friends and stuff. So it's good to worship in different churches at times to see what they're doing. You know?
Yeah, cool. See, that's an ironic element because being born and raised Jewish and then becoming a Christian, It was not like, oh, let's go to the Messianic temple. It wasn't more like, it was more like going from church to church to church to church, going, is this home? Is this home? Is this home? It's kind of like the Goldilocks story. Is this the bed? Is this the bed? Is this the bed? Or, you know, kind of mentality. And that gave me a tremendous appreciation for the church at large, because it showed me how big the Lord. The way in is narrow, but he and his kingdom, very large.
That's exactly
okay.
It.
Let's talk about God's space, and let's talk about one of the reasons you're here. Let's kind of cover, you know, vision, plan relating to your life and design. Talk to me about it.
Okay, God made us in his image, which is just amazing to consider. What is that? You know, who is God? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Even thinking about the Trinity is like, whoa. That's like, you talked about it the other day. I was like, yeah, you got to hit that stuff sometimes, and then you got to let it go. But we're made in that image, and there's aspects of us that are so completely even beyond our understanding, and yet he's continuously renewing that and doing things with it. And so if we're listening, which is part of what I want to help people do, is we got to start every day quiet. Our world is busy, crazy busy. If we don't give him that time in the morning, we're lost. We're already buzzing in our heads, and we can't keep listening. We were talking about knocking on the wooden head. We all have that wooden head or steel head or a bone head, whatever you want to call it, but start with him. Be quiet. Listen. Say his word out loud. He will begin to speak to you through that or through people in your life. His people. He just brings people into me all the time. You know what? I love surprises. God loves me so much. He gives me little cool, little tiny surprises sometimes, like a seashell. Or he gives me people that blow me away, like, whoa, so God. You're like amazed. You know, just amazed at what he's doing.
Do you find for you that starting from a quiet point of view in the morning sets the tone for the day and enables you to kind of listen throughout the day? You know what I'm saying? Because some people do it at the end of the day, which is not that it's wrong, but that's almost like the closing of it versus the opening of it. So right. Is that what you find?
Exactly. And it's hard because we are in a driven society. Get up, put on your coffee, turn on KPRZ. I'm a KPRZ junkie. And my friend Georgia says, no, you got to do worship too. You got to praise the Lord, not just listen. And so those are things that are important to do, but we forget because we're pulled. It's like the world is yanking at us and Satan's whispering over here and somebody's yelling at you over there. Start in the morning. I bet you that's the best. I really believe it's hard. It is hard, but that's what you do. You do the harder thing first.
Yeah, and I think by starting with the Lord and setting that tone, you're definitely helping yourself. It's one of the things that I've done for quite some time. I firmly believe, and you're thinking, well, okay, why is Ader on the show? I mean, what's going on? Because I think that Ader has that same mentality than I do. I'm a very devotion-oriented kind of person. I love theology. I love all the different elements. I love the different teachers and the teachings. I try and take the best out of all of it. But when it gets to the core of it, it's that time before the Lord, before there's anything or anybody else that sets the tone for the walk that prepares me for not just this journey for 80 years, but for 8 trillion years. And that's kind of how we learn. So I like that, and I like that fellowship of people like that, because
exactly.
That helps me. All right, talk to me a little bit about some of the other elements in regards to with your business. You have a devotional aspect to your business because you see whatever's taking place in your business is God connecting to you through that. Talk to me a little bit about that.
That's exactly right, because you know what? He's speaking to us continuously. And if we start off with that listening mode and that quiet spirit, we will see him talking. So a client comes in or a project that's a challenge. Life is a challenge. It just is. We're going to encounter problems everywhere. So when we're able to see that through his eyes and realize that he's using that as a trial for us to humble us and to say, Lord, I need you right now in this because this is hard. And we realize that out of our own strength, we're going to fall down and we're going to feel those moments. We have to learn to even embrace that difficulty. You know, when I got to speak a few weeks ago on the 5 D's, you know, depression, death, I got to close as a depressed. I've been depressed. We get depressed. Life is depressing sometimes. And so the reality is when we see it, recognize it, speak it to God, we may be there for some time. It's okay to do that. And that's what God knows. Like David, anguish, pain, you know, frustration, that is life. And yet, as you meet people and you can minister to them by expressing that, like opening your mouth and say, hey, the Lord Jesus is here with me. They're like, what are you talking about? Right? It's all of a sudden, it's an opportunity to minister to that person right where they are.
Do you find that as you, how long have you been in the faith? You've been
since 1979.
Okay. So you're kind of like me. Do you find as the years go on, saying that as nice as possible for both of us, as the years go on, that as you continue to pursue the Lord, that it's never dull? It's actually, it's deeper and more revealing if you're really, the pursuit is genuine.
That's completely it. Because like, He is continuously strengthening us. That sanctification thing, He doesn't leave us where we are in one little spot. He is squeezing us, molding us, tempering us. You know, with those, the stuff you read about, what is that? I want to get beat with a heated hammer over a fire, but that's what it takes. Our pride and stuff. He's just continuously conforming us to His image, which is what being a Christian is, being like Jesus. And think about what He went through. Well, we're going to go through our own version of that because this is, like, amazing. This is life. It's like, all right, Lord, bring it. What do you got? You know, what do you got for me? Hater, check this out. Oh. And then you go, yeah. You go, yeah.
What's cool about that is if people understand is most people in the beginning of their faith, beginning of their walk, or at some point in their walk, you said, and this is a reality check, folks, you said, oh, Lord, make me like Jesus. I mean, you said it. I mean, come on. Most people have said that as people of faith. Oh, I want to do that. I want to be more. I want to reflect Jesus more. And you know, the Father's up there going, okay. It's like, and then you're like, how can I go through this trial? And it's like, well, you asked. I mean, that's the whole point. All right, we're gonna take a break in just a second. I do want to give you an opportunity for a business plug. And I think I have the right website. If I'm wrong, mm-hmm. correct me. But I have demellodesign.com. Is that correct?
Exactly.
So if people want to kind of connect with you, even if it's not just business, because you do waterfalls and custom rock designs and ponds. Even if it's not just business, even just spiritually, if they want to connect
Amen,
with you, that's
brother.
A great way to do it,
that's
right?
It. That's exactly right.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break and then come back. I'm going to ask Ader a question he's not anticipating, but it won't bother him because I know the kind of guy he is. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You know you could have been
more local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free. That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
The heated political season is over. Regardless of how you feel about the results, Billy Graham has this reminder for you.
Christ taught that we are to respect those who govern over us, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God.
And though the election has passed, there's still a really important decision that we all must face.
And that is the way you cast your vote for Jesus Christ. Your vote for or against Jesus Christ will determine the destiny of your soul.
There's no ballot box where you can choose Jesus. Instead, God calls you to repent of your sins and surrender your heart to Him.
Make His word your promise, His death your hope, and His resurrection your life. I want your vote. I want your decision. I want your heart, says Christ.
We can tell you more about making that decision at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. We would like to invite you out for a special evening, Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, San Diego. That's Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian, December 21st at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, San Diego. For more information, calvarysandiego.com.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you know what's going on at all, Ader DeMello's hanging out with me. And if you can imagine, there was no difference on the air than off the air when him and I were talking in the last 10 minutes. They were just talking the last 5 minutes. It's like it's the same thing. It's just conversation between brothers, just love the Lord, trying to do our best to walk in that and be, you know, presenting ourselves for that, and then recognizing there's quite a few challenges in that process. And as most people are fond of saying, you know, I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess. It's like I'll take that all day, all day long. All right, so I got a toughie for you, Ader. I'm going to kind of walk it in your way. This segment's a little shorter, so just you can keep aware of it. But I'm just curious how you came to know the Lord. I mean, how did you – give me a little bit – I mean, it's impossible to do in that short of time, but how did you come to the Lord? How did you – know, I mean, was you raised that way? Did somebody influence you? Did you – was it a major moment? What took place?
You know what's cool is that I got to the United States 5 years old from Brazil, spoke zip English. Parents came here, raw immigrants, barely speaking English, threw me in the first grade. No, nothing, zero, right? Go. Couple churches we went through, had no clue. By the time 1979, 78 came around, in high school, a buddy of mine was going to College Avenue Baptist here in San Diego, and we'd ride our bikes from Chula Vista to that church. It's a good hour ride, whatever, but he began to work into my heart through my friend. So that's one of the ways God does work, somebody that's very close to you. And Richard shared the word, and I started listening to it. I realized, you know, you say everybody comes to the Lord differently, which is really something to think about. It's not like some people have an aha moment. Some people have this drawn-out process. And so God works with everybody right where they are. So Richard Ostrand led me to the Lord. And I just, like, accepted in a theater in Imperial Beach called The Palm, which is now destroyed because of, you know, stuff that's happening. It's like, you know what? I've been walking with the Lord since 1979. And then you realize everything he's been doing. It's important to realize. Go back and remember those times when you didn't think he was there and look for it. What was he doing at that time when you didn't think he was there? He's there. He's with us right here in this studio. He's right over there. He's right over there. It's like we don't get that. I put him in my car with me and I talk to him, which sounds like, ooh, this guy's got some mental things, but that's real. That's as real as what we're doing right now.
Yeah, so that reminds me of Shotgun Angel from Daniel Amos, where they did a song about having a shotgun angel. And shotgun is the used to be the term for somebody who's riding next to you up front.
Yep.
And it was about a trucker who was driving, and then he had just shotgun angels. He was talking to the Lord all the time.
That's it. I mean, that's exactly it.
That's great stuff, because it gets down to the practicing his presence,
yes,
kind of mentality.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, you know, I like God, you know, Wednesday night and Sunday morning. And it's like, yeah, that's not how God likes that.
No.
And it's like, there's got to be more to that. What would you say, to somebody who's been through the things that I've talked about quite a bit on the show, like somebody who's been through a tough time church-wise, and maybe they got hurt or whatever, and they're just like, you know, I'm afraid to go back. How would you, you know, without, you know, in any sense of the belittlement element, what would you say to them to get them to try again? Because that's one of my passions, is get people to try again.
Well, the main thing is, if you've already got a relationship or you're just starting one, you look them in the eye and you say, you know, I care about you. Whether they believe it in that moment or not, if you say those words and you can tell them, I care about you and God cares about you. I know what you've gone through. I've heard you explain to me what you've gone through. But he's brought me into your life at this very moment to encourage you and to tell you that it's going to change. He's not going to leave you in that pain. You went through it for a purpose, and you may not know it right now or even a year from now, but he's going to use that pain that you're going through for somebody else, because this isn't about you. This is about the Lord in you working for others. And once we start letting go of this selfish pride that we have, I mean, it's so thick in us. You know, if we stop and you think about how prideful we really are, that's our biggest sin. Right there. That's our biggest challenge, because everything else comes from that, and that's intense.
All right. We only got a couple minutes left, so I bet I want to get into some interest, because I like talking to other believers who have you know, have embraced with the Lord and have different elements. Have you had a moment or two, a major significant prayer answered in the journey you've had that was just, you know, just like we were talking about before you came on, about that gentleman going through 38 years and then instantly the Lord comes in? Have you had a significant moment, turning point? You know, just like Dr. David Jeremiah's turning point, if you had something take place or two or three, but let's keep it to one, that just really, like, Dave, when this happened, you know, this all changed, or this all went this direction, or this all, have you ever had that take place?
I'm going to say yes, because it happened. And so, you know what, there's lots of them, because it's actually happening that way. But the best one for me personally right now is about maybe 3.5 months ago.
Okay? Wow.
Yeah, and it's powerful because I'm divorced 10 years. I'm still very connected to my former wife. Many of us go through this, and people have a lot of pain about it. But when you realize that your former spouse is still a sister in the Lord and her new husband is a brother in the Lord, it gives you an amazing perspective. And so my prayer was 10 years later, I said, God, I would like to be married again. My former wife did, and not in a weird way, but it's like, you know what, Lord, could you provide a woman who loves you first, number one, that we are going to run to you first? Running to the Lord is what I've always wanted to do in different ways, whether it's being passionate, crazy, goofy, Brazil nut guy, or whatever it is that's happening. And he just brought this incredible woman into my life that is serving the Lord, that is caring about the Lord first and foremost. And it's like, it's an answer to prayer. That's the prayer, because I love companionship. I love relationship. I love prayer. I love dying to myself, which is like, how can you love dying to yourself? I go, because I know that's what God wants. And so here it is. That's my miracle that I'm like thriving on, because he gives me vision. He gives you a vision. And we like, sometimes we get lost. We think, that's not a vision. Yes, it is. That is a vision. You can hang on to that and you can talk to God about it, because he's right here with us and he hears everything. You're like, yeah, you heard that. Yeah, you saw that. Yep. He's that real. He's that real. And so I'm stoked. I'm like floating. You know, people say cloud nine, right? It's like, let's do it. Let's do this thing. So thank you, Lord, for Georgia and like how that works, because that's what it is. Everything's about relationship to him and relationship to each other.
Yeah. So we get stoked. It's funny how that goes, because if you think about that, it's relationship to God first, which is up and down,
yep,
and then relationship to one another, which is a cross, and you put those two together and you got a cross. Dave, that's good. Thank you very much. All right. So I just want to encourage people to, you know, contact Ader if you want to talk to him. But you know, he's got a business where he does designs, the waterfalls, like we said, waterfalls, you do ponds and custom rock designs, yeah, different things like that, yeah, whatever they are. But if you want to talk to him, even at that spiritual level, or even you're just interested, you know, I'd like that guy to pray with me. I think I like where he's at and I like his spirit. Get in touch with him. You can go to, it's DeMelloDesign.com. So the design, the word is singular. So DeMelloDesign.com. Get in touch with him. And at the other end of things, this is your brother in the Lord. We'll pray for him that the Lord guides him and directs him and gives him the insights that he needs for things that are going to take place in his future, and that he might be used of the Lord in each and every capacity. That's a good thing, right?
It's absolutely. Yeah.
You have fun?
Awesome. Yeah. I love it.
It's kind of a kick. And it's like, you get on the radio, it's like, wait, you can just get on the radio and have fellowship?
Yep.
Yeah. It's got my name on the show. So, yep. Yep, I can do that. All right, folks. I want you to do a really, really diligent job of trying to spend some quiet time with the Lord in the morning before you do anything else. Couldn't hurt, right? Come on, folks. You can do it. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then I'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity then. Take care.